This is Smart Tech, episode 1603, four ways to keep from being hacked on Facebook and other social media. Don't be like Bob. This is Chuck. Chuck uses Facebook. Chuck doesn't give permission to everyone who asks to see his contacts or profile. Chuck realizes some of these people want to spread viruses and hurt him. Chuck is smart. Be like Chuck. Now, how many of you who use social media anyway, especially Facebook, have seen this little meme on your friend's page? There's like a little stick figure and a little ditty that ends with, "Be like me," whoever me is, fill in your own name. Those little memes have come to be known as the Be Like Bill meme, and you've seen them on Facebook may give you a couple of chuckles, but if you're not careful, they could end up giving you a big headache. It's an example of memes that could be considered clickbait. They're trying to get you to click on them. The meme creates a story about you and asks you to share it with your friends on Facebook. But according to KFVS-TV in Missouri, the Better Business Bureau says you should read the terms of privacy first and make sure you're okay with what it states with any social media post. The meme's creator is a website called Blobla. I guess that's how you pronounce it, B-L-O-B-L-A. And the terms originally said, quote, "You will allow us to use, edit your content with our service permanently, no limit and no recover," unquote. Now, the company has since changed its terms, and Blobla says it does not collect any data from the user's Facebook account when you share content from its site. But similar websites could contain viruses that can damage your computer, access your Facebook profile, or even find ways to get your credit card and bank account numbers. If you've already used any kind of application similar to, you know, the IQ test, quizzes, other content designed to get you to click, here's how you can remove it. So these would have been ones that you clicked on, and then they usually, at least on Facebook, ask your permission. So-and-so app wants to access your contacts or wants to post for you or wants to, and you've usually clicked okay for that. But not necessarily. So here's how you check. Go into your Facebook settings and select the apps category from the left menu. From there, hover over the appropriate app. They'll all be listed. Anything that now has permission to use Facebook will be listed there. And click the X to remove it. In general, the Better Business Bureau offers the following advice when navigating the internet. So here's four ways to not get hacked, or at least to lessen the probability. Number one, don't take the bait. Stay away from promotions of exclusive or shocking or sensational videos or photos. Number two, when in doubt, throw it out. Delete unsolicited emails or social media messages that raise red flags. Number three, hover over a link to see its true destination. Before you click, mouse over the link and see where it will take you. Don't click on links leading to unfamiliar websites. You know, if you hover over a link, lots of times a little flag comes up and it tells you where it's going to go. Or if you look down in the bottom of your browser, depending on which browser you're using, it'll show you what link that goes to. See if you recognize what that link is. And if you don't go there. Number four, don't trust your friends online. It may not actually be your friends who are liking or sharing scam links to photos. Their account may have been hacked. Their account may have been hacked. And scammers could be using another tactic called clickjacking. Clickjacking is a technique that scammers use to trick you into clicking on social media links that you would not normally or usually click on. Not only should you be careful who you let into your physical home, but you should be careful who you let into your cyber home. Remember, when you share something on social media, you usually embed a link unknowingly embed the link or track back to the original message. So here's my general rule of thumb for posting media onto my social media account. By the way, I don't want to be a stick in the mud that says, oh, you know, don't post anything, because that's part of the fun of social media, sharing things with your friends. Just be careful. So if I see a photo or a saying that I like or I want to share, I decouple it from the original source. Now, if it's a photo that your friend took of his dog or his food or whatever, you know who took that photo. It's coming from your trusted friend. Just hit share. That's okay. Those are private. But if you see something that looks like it's more commercially made or someone else made and they thought it was funny and they're sharing it, something they didn't create or was not created by someone they directly know, then that trackback is probably there and I decouple it from the original source. So most of the time when there's a saying or something, they'll have a copywriter watermark, which allows someone to find the originator if they want to. You're not just like stealing it. If you look at some of these photos down in the bottom, it'll say who originally made it. And it might have a web address there. What you don't want to do is you don't want to have that as an active link, because you don't know what that active link's to. If I want to see where that picture originally comes from, I think that's really cute or unique, I'll just open up a web browser and type in the name of the web address. I won't be able to click to it, but it's just an extra added bit of safety. So here's what you do. In the case, let's say that we're in the case of the Be Like Me meme, and I want to put that on my website for some strange reason. I go to the blah, blah site. I see that's where that originates. So I go directly to the BLOBLA.com site, run the Be Like Me generator. It's over on, when I looked at it, it was over on the right-hand side. Now, when the final version appears, there's a button underneath it that says share on Facebook. Once you click on that and click OK, you're giving BLOBLA the permission to access your profile, and you're probably also giving it the permission of liking their page, which means other people are going to say, hey, this person likes BLOBLA. Okay. And you won't even know that that's running. So what I do instead is when I have the final picture there with the little stick figure and it says what I want it to say, then I do a screenshot of the area that I want to share. And then I share it like an original photo, because it is. It becomes an original photo. I do a screenshot just of that area. I save it to my photo roll. And now that becomes a photo that I created. There's no link back to the BLOBLA site because I created it. So I take the screenshot and I post it as a photo. Now, I do this for other things I want to share on Facebook. If I don't know the originator, or I don't trust them, or I don't know if I trust them, I save the graphic as a photo or do a screenshot and share the photo. Then there's no trace back. Now, I'm also careful about liking sites, and I mentioned this just a minute ago, but have you ever seen a post that's kind of questionable? And then above it, it'll say something like such and such a page is liked by, and some of your friends will be listed. And I looked at things like that and thought, man, if either my friend has totally changed his religion and moral stance, or he doesn't know that his name is being used or linked with this page. Probably what happened was at one point he liked something on that page and that page took over and said, okay, now he's going to like everything I like or everything I post. He's going to like everything I post. And I'm going to put that in a little ad. That's clickbait. It's getting your friends to clickjack you and to click on something that you didn't say you wanted to have clicked on. So remember, if you like a post, that's one thing. But if you like a page instead of a post, anything that page posts can be linked to you. Now, I'm not saying not to like things. I'm not saying not to be involved with social media. Just do it smartly and be careful. Know the broad type of content a page posts before you like it. By the way, I encourage you almost every episode to like the Smart Tech page on Facebook. And you know me, And you know, the Smart Tech page, we only post family-friendly posts. So Facebook will never say that you like a post that you don't agree with if you like the Facebook page of Smart Tech. So just be smart in what you do. Hey, and I'd like to hear what your social media experience is, because I'm sure some of you have totally been burned by clickbait or clickjacking. And I think our listeners would really benefit from hearing your story. And we'll talk about it on a future episode of Smart Tech, because one of the smartest tech thing you can do is to protect yourself and protect your family. So you can comment on this show or any other show by going to our website, www.smarttech.tv, SMARTTECH.TV. And yes, over on the right side, you can like our Facebook page, and we would really appreciate it, because we get most of our comments now, not on our website, although we love to see the comments on the website, we get them through our Facebook page. So go to our Facebook page or go to our website and like our page and make a comment. Let's get some conversation going about this or any other technology-related subject you want. There's also a couple other things that I'd really like you to do. Over on the right-hand side, there is a link to iTunes. iTunes is the number one distributor of podcasts. And if you like our iTunes page, if you rank us on iTunes, it really, really helps us get the word out there about Smart Tech. So just click on the iTunes link on our website, or go to iTunes and search for Smart Tech. In iTunes, it's two words, S-M-A-R-T space T-E-C-H, I believe, and you can find us there. We're also part of several other podcasting networks. We're part of the Stitcher family of shows. We're part of TuneIn, and we're also part of techpodcasts.com. So if you go to any of those places regularly, you can subscribe to us on Stitcher, Tech Podcasts, or TuneIn, and you can get our shows that way too. Or just click on the RSS feed, copy that, and paste it into your favorite podcatcher app on your Mac, PC, or Android or iOS device. And once again, you can find all of that information. If all of it made sense, none of it made sense, just go to our website, www.smarttech.tv. So I hope that was helpful this week. Enjoy social media. I think social media, with all the downsides of social media, and there are some, you know, societal, it's been very, very cool to me to connect with people that I haven't connected with for years and years and years. And so I enjoy social media, but just like everything else, enjoy it in a smart way. Enjoy it in a safe way. And until next time, this is your social media savvy host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.